Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. It's very, very exciting. We're going to be learning Siyata Dishmaya, the sugya of Zor Sha'ocha al Truma, and Ksubis Daf Lamed Omer Aleph. This year should be a special schus for Gil Shoshana, Bas Necha Gittel, Lazar Shalkem, Lebracha Vatzlach, Ochoma Seyadea. The Gemara and Ksubis brings down the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who says that there is a din of Kim Lev D'Rabbi Minei on Yom Kippur. Just like on Yom Kippur, your Mischayev v'nafsho and Pater Mitam, just like on Shabbos, the person's over, and there's Mrs. Beis Din, he's Mischayev v'nafsho and Pater Mitam Shlum, and so to Yom Kippur, which is a Chiyuv Kareis, that's Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana's Chiddush. The Gemara asks, what's the reason? So Abaye says, he learns it from Gzeira Shavah of Ason, that it says, Ason b'Mises Beis Din, and it says, Ason b'Yaakov, which is Min HaShemayim. So just like Ason b'Dei Shemayim, just like Ason, Bidei Adam is Patur Min HaTashlum, and so to Ason, Min HaShamayim. And that Ason is talking about where Yaakov didn't want to send Binyamin, lest an Ason, a tragedy happened to him, so that's talking about when it happens Min HaShamayim. So just like he used the Lashon of Ason by Bidei Adam, V'lo Yeh Ason, in Shemos Chof Alef Chof Beis, talking about a pregnant woman, so being kicked by a man, so that's Bidei Adam. That it says in the pasuk "Glorious and Ashen Yanesh Yanesh," that the guy is Chayev Mises Beis Din for it says "V'chiyinatzu Anashim V'nakvu Yishahar V'yatzu Yodev V'loyas Anashi Anesh." So when two people are fighting, and one of them hits a pregnant woman and she miscarries, so he has to pay the Dmei Vlad if she didn't die. But if she dies, he's chayev misa, he doesn't have to pay. Yeah, Ason, if she dies, then he doesn't have to pay. So that's Ason, Ason. So according to Abaye, we learn from Ason, Ason, just like Ason, bidei adam yiprat min hatashlumin, so to Ason, bidei shamayim. Rava says, and lamed amud beis, the reason Rav Chunya ben Akana is, from a different pasuk, v'im ha'alem ya'alim ha'maratz z'aneam en ha'isha hu b'situ mizar alam molech, if they don't kill this guy who gave his children to Molech, to this avodah zarah, V'samti ani es panai b'isha hu v'mishpachtoi v'chrati osam. I'm gonna get this guy and his family. His family. Kasha. Told the Rebbe once had a shir about that. So this is talking about Kareis min HaShemayim. So we learn Atzushtel. It's like the Torah said, Kareis Sheli k'misa shalachem. Ma misa shalachem patam en atashlumen. Av Kareis Sheli. So this, Hashem is giving his own Ashkares in lieu of Mises Beis Din. If the Beis Din doesn't carry it out, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to carry it out. So you see there's a tzushtel between Kares and Misa. Just like Misa, your Pater Min HaTashlum, and so too Kares. So the Gemara says, what's the nafgamina between Rav and Abaye? The nafgamina is a Zar who ate Truma. Of a coin. He's Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim, he's not Chayiv Kares. According to Abaye, who learns Ason Ason, he's going to be Pater. Kim Lev D'Rab Minevi Misa B'dei Shemayim. But according to Rava, no, he's going to be Chayav, because there's no Kim Lev D'Rab Minei. Because this is not talking about Kares. Says the Gemara that according to Abaye, how can we say that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana is going to Pater him from eating this Truma? We have a problem. Rav Chizda said, Rav Chunya ben Akana agrees that if somebody steals his friend's chalev and eats it, he's chayiv to pay. Because he was already chayiv in Geneva before he came to the Yisr chalev, the Yisr Karis. So you see that you're chayiv from the Shas Hagbah. So here also you're chayiv from the Shas Hagbah. So how can you say there's a p'tur of Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei? There's a p'tur of Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei. He already was mischayiv on the Geneva before being Mischayev Karis and the Achilas Chayev. So how can you say the nafgamina between Abaye and Rama is that according to Abaye there's going to be Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei when this Zar eats Truma? He's not going to have to pay. And Rava says, no, it's no Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei, it's not Karis. Ma pidom, gam lefi Abaye. There's no Kim Lev D'Rav Aminei. Because he already was mischayiv in the Geneva before the Karis, before the Misa Dei Shemayim.
Good.
Ad kan sugis ha-gemara. We were zocher to learn the sugi a little bit. Baruch Hashem. The achronim ask the mitzvah son, what's the gemara's kasha? There's an afkamina if you can be mechayivim and the etzem achila. Rabba said in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Gimel Amid Aleph, "Hai man de gozel chavisa de chamer mechavrei." Somebody who stole a barrel of wine from his friend. Originally it was worth a zuz, and now it's worth 4 zuz. So if he broke it or drank it, he brings the 4. He pays the 4. B'shas shvira. If it got broken automatically, then he only pays for the shas. Gineve pays the 1 zuz. So we have an afkamina in our hands. In an instance where b'shas hakbar was only worth a zuz, u'b'shas achila was worth 4 zuz. According to Rava, he's going to have to pay all 4. Why is he going to have to pay all 4? Because there's no kim leva d'rabimine. There's no kim leva d'rabimine. Why is there no kim leva d'rabimine? Because there's an achiv kares. So he's going to have to pay all 4 for the shas achila. But the nabaye, that the achila is not mechayev. Erdav tzul and nor a zuz. Who tzich l'shalem rak zuz. Why? Because on the etzim ha-achilo, he's not chayim, kim lev d'rav mine. But on the stealing it, he's chayim, and that's only a zuz, nafkamina. Rava says he's paying 4, and Abai says he's paying a zuz. Azoyat gefrek, the mitzvah eson, boy, Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Moreno ha-goyna rosh yeshiva zeh, ha-goyna amiti, zecha tzadik levrocha, this is in Simen Pei of the Shari Chaim, says as follows, to answer this kasha. The Marshal in the Yom Shel Shlomo, Perek HaKones, Simen Vov, brought in the Ktsos in Simen Chof Ches, Sifkot Nalef, is Mechadesh, that it says in Rashi in Bava Metzia 91.1, that in Kim Leba the Rav Minei Tfisa is effective, that's only B'shoi Gego Shelo Basra. That's only if he did it b'shogeg or without a warning, because then you don't carry out the more severe punishment, lo avdin and be'achumra, because he's not nenash b'yada beizdin. But b'meizid v'hasro, where he's nenash al yedeya beizdin, he's patur l'gamrei from mammon, and tfisa is ineffective. We had a shiur on this yesterday. So we see from this Yom Shel Shlomo that there are two instances. There are two categories of Kim Lev Rav Mine. When he's mazed in his onish is master le bezdin, the tour of Kim Lev Rav Mine was mischadish klapi gufa maise. That the maise that was mechayiv himiso was not a maise mechayiv at all, like a bay the mammon. And since the ikr chiv is in chal at all, so tfisa isn't shaykh. But the din Kim Lev Rav Mine that was mischadish bechayiv himiso shogigim is not klape the etzim hachiyuv. It's only klape the onesh. That Bezdin doesn't have koach to punish with mammon in such an instance. If it was chayv misa shogim, he would have been chayv misa if he'd done it b'meza, but he did it b'shogeg. So we don't say that the etzim chiyuv doesn't exist. There is a chiyuv. Just the Bezdin can't carry it out. They can't carry out the onesh. Ka'atzkin the rav mine. But the etzem mais is mechayiv and b'chiyuv mammon, and therefore tefisa is effective. So look there in the Ktsos in Simon Chof Ches, who learned that this chiluk between shogeg and mezid is also according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akana, that kares patters. So if he's mezid b'kares, the din is that tefisa is not effective, and if he's shogeg b'kares, then tefisa is effective. Ayin shem in the ktsos. However, it's not so pashut. In the yeshivas, when they used to test boys to come in Europe, they would ask them to learn a shtickel ktsos and see what their kashas are. See if they know how to learn. So what's the hara on the ktsos? What's pshat that we do the more chamor punishment that the Amshel Shlomo said? Avdina be'achumra is dafka onesh hamaser lebeisdin. There we have a chiddush that such a maisa that has a chomer that is onush bidei beisdin, it's not mechayvim in anything else. But when it's min hashamayim, which is lighter, a lighter punishment than bidei beisdin, even though he's onush bidei shamayim, this is not considered that we carried out the chumra punishment. Because, again, the Yamshel Shlomo's chiddush is that if avdina be'achumra, if we carry out the more severe punishment, then that also encompasses the less severe punishment. So there's no ma'isa mechayiv at all if he did it b'mezid. But he doesn't say that it also applies to karas b'dei shamayim. So maybe he could be mechalik. He only said his chiddush where he said it. And where did he say his chiddush? By misa b'dei adam. But maybe b'dei shamayim, it's not considered that we did the chumra, we took out the more chumra punishment. Maybe shogeg and mezid are shaveh. That their kim lebed rab mine was only klape the onesh. And in both of them, tefis is effective. There's no echreach to say, like the ktsos. Maybe if we see in front of us the more severe punishment by the beis din, then that patters him from the less severe punishment. Legamre. And lo mahani tefisa. Tefisa is not effective. But if it's not bidei adam, maybe not. Who says you can expand the chiddush of the Yamshel Shlomo? And we have a smach from this in the Yerushalmi. Trumas perek zayin sof halacha aleph. And in our perek in Ksubis in the third perek, halacha aleph, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bar Pazi, ba lav v'kores, ma amrin be'ilein tanai. What does that mean? That he's mesupik b'das Rabbi Nechunya. If kores, patters min amalkus, just like it patters from mammon. We know that kares patters from mammon. Does it also patter from malkus? According to the girsa of the Gra, the maskan of the Yerushalmi is that it's totally in a machlokas amoroyim. Gabi chayvi misus shoygigim impoter mimalkus. It's machlokas in chulin pe aleph amid beis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So this shayla of this kareis pater from malkus is talui in the machlokas of chayvi misus shoygigim paters from malkus. So what do we see here? We see beautifully that the Yerushalmi is medame the din of kim lev derabim minei of kares, even b'mezid to the din of kim lev derabim minei the chayvi misus shogegin. So if that's the case, if we see this sushtel in the Yerushalmi between the kim lev derabim minei of kares, even b'mezid to the din of kim lev derabim minei of chayvi misus shogegin, it means they have the same din, and this is like by Chayvi Mises Shoig again, Tfisa is effective, so too by Kimle Raminei of Kares, even Mimezid, Tfisa is going to be effective, like we said. And with this, we can explain a Tamur Rashi in Sanhedrin. Ayin Bezam and Aleph, Dim Raslan Lodom, Gabi Rodef, it says there that if a person was Bobby Machteris and he broke a barrel, Imein Lodom, if he has no blood, his life was over, he risked his life, then he's Pater. Meaning, Rashi says, if the Balabais had wishes to kill him, he's Pater Melashalim. Because the Chi of Misan, Chi of Tashlum, and Baim Kechad. Va'avopishin nitzel. Even though he was saved, he's patur min hatashlumin. Because we paskin. Chai ve misas shoygigin. Kigon shlo hutra behem. Ein mishalmin mamun shima misal pishen erogim. Because we paskin that chai ve misas shoygigin are patur. From mamun, even though we don't kill them. He writes that again in Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Dibur maschal bala choso. So we see in Rashi that if he would have been killed, he would have been considered Chai B'Mises Mezidin. We only had a command to the din of Chai B'Mises Shogigin if he was saved and he wasn't killed. How do you understand that? Doesn't make sense. And all Chai B'Mises Mezidin, even if in the end he wasn't killed, like for example, he was judged and then he ran away, he still has a din Mezid. Because they judge him to be killed. So why do we need here the din of Chai B'Mises Shogin B'Nitzel V'Lo Narak? You don't have to come on to Chai B'Mises Shogin. Here he was mazed. If he would have been killed, he was mazed. So even if he wasn't killed, he was mazed. Like every case where somebody who was chayiv and wasn't killed is still considered mazed if he was mazed. So what's pshat in Rashi? Says the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. That Be'emes, Rodef is different than other Chai B'Mises Mezidin. Because since this whole Din Hariga is only Lahatzil HaNirdof and his onus is in Masr the Bezin, it's not considered Chai B'Mises Mezidin. Because when are you considered Mezid that it patters you from Kimle D'Rab Mineh? When you're onus B'Yad Bezdin. But if it's not Masr the Bezdin, and that's not considered Mezidin. So this person is only considered Chai B'Mises Shogigin. Because if it's only if it's Masr B'Dei Bezdin, it's considered Mezid. But now if it's not Masr B'Dei Bezdin, just Rashi, Tzilak, Tachidish, Rashi added a Chidish, that if he would have been Nerag before, then we would have judged it as if there's a Psak Bezdin on this Hariga, and Memeli is considered Chai B'Mises Mezidin. And Nayib Shad in Rashi. But if he was saved, then we go back to the rule. Imein El Cho Maser Bide Beizdin. Then you're considered Shogigin. Chai B'Mises Shogigin. Mashain Kain. B'Shach Chai B'Mises Mezidin. Since he did the Maisa in an instance, in a way, that all the Tanoim are fulfilled. To be Nanash B'Yad Beizdin. His din is Lihipater b'chol gavni, to be putter in any instant, no matter what, even if in the end he wasn't killed. So again, we see our yisod. Our yisod is that chai v'mises bidei bei person chai v'mises bidei beizdin, because of what he did b'mezid, then it doesn't matter whether he escaped or he didn't escape. You have an kim lev rab mine. That's one category. But if it was Bidei Shemayim, that's not considered like being Chayav Misa Bidei Basin, where if you carry out the Chomer, you don't get the Kal. No. It's a different category. If you're only Chayav Bidei Shemayim, Tfis is effective, because it's like Chai B'Mises Shogigin. And Baba Machteres, if he wasn't actually killed, so he's like Chai B'Mises Shogigin, because there's no Mises Bezdin here. Just if he would have been killed, that would have been considered Mises Bezdin. So you give him the Kim Lev D'Rab Mineh. But if not, then it's like Chai B'Mises Shogigin. And therefore we also say Kim Lev D'Rab Mineh. But it's only like Chai B'Mises Shogin, since it's not carried out by the Beis Din. And the nafka mina is that Chai B'Mises Shogin, Tfis is effective. Oh. So now that we reach this point, that according to Rebbe Nechonya Ben Akana, that Karis that Patris, is it only like the Din of Chai B'Mises Shogin, and Tfisa is effective. So now we can answer the Kashli Achronim in our Sugyo, the Mitzvah Esen Ve'od. Because the Ran writes, and af men beis amid beis midape arif in Perek HaKosev, that from the sugi of Stira of Satrai, of Sitrai, the famous sugya, Ksubis Pehei, Sanhedrin Membeis, we learn a yesod, that a malve can decide for which chov he's taking the mammon. And the love cannot tell him, no, I want to pay this loan. No, the malve has the option of taking for whatever chov he wants. And what's the pshat? Pshat is dal mehalcha this chov that the malve wants to pay, but there's the other chov that's also mutla on the love, and this other chov that's mutla on the love, the malve can do tfisa. He said, I'm doing tefisa on your mom and you owe me. Oh! So now, Mikim Tzurik, and Achim Chozrim Chazara, Shishalnu Sheila, Hare Amarnu Shesh Nafkamina, between Abai and Ravo, that according to Ravo, then Chaybi Mises, that in when a person chayv misbeis shemayim, there's no kimlei. So when a person zar eats the truma, he's going to be chayv arba, because when he stole it, it was one, but now that he eats it, it's worth four, so he has to pay four. There's no kimlei rabine. But according to Abai, he's not chayv in the etzem achila. Why is he not chayv in the etzem achila? Kimlei rabine. So what does he have to pay? He has to pay one. But that's not true. There's not nafkamina doesn't exist. Why? Because even if we say that the misa bidei shamayim of his achila patters him, you're right, but tfisa is still effective. Because again, the din of kimla d'rabinei b'karis misa bidei shamayim is like the din of chayvi misa shagigin. That there's a chiyuv, just the basin doesn't carry it out, and tefisa is effective. Tefisa is effective. So in our case, when this czar eats the truma, you're right, there's kimle d'ramine according to Abai, but tefisa is effective. You can do tefisa. So when this Kohen comes to get his zuz for the chiyuv of Shas Hagbah, you know what he can say? He can say, you know what? I'm taking this zuz not for the chiyuv of Shas Hagbah, for the Dalet zuz of Shas Achila, for the first of the Dalet zuz of Shas Achila. Why? Because it's tfisa, he's doing tfisa. So he will never be able to pay the chov of the gzeil until he pays all four for the drinking or for the eating of the truma. So even according to Abaye, that we say kim lev d'raminei, since tefisa is effective, he can just do tefisa. So he gives him a zuz, he says this is for the gneva, because on the eating is kim lev d'raminei. He says ein achinami, but tefisa is effective, I can do tefisa here. So he takes the first one for the eating of the truma, and then he gives him another one, he says it's for the gneva, and he says no, it's not, it's for the eating. Takes number two, he takes number three, he takes number four, there's no nafkamina, Abai and Rav are the same. Okay, Reb Chaim goes weiter in the sugya. You can look in Simon Pei, and I hope, Beritzos Hashem Darkeinu, that we should be zoche to continue this shir, part two, I'm hoping, not Mischaev. And we should be zoche v'simcho v'tuv leivov lilmod u'lelamed lishmor v'lasos u'lekayim es kol divrei salmo torah suvi ahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.